Let's begin this Hatha Yoga practice with some standing postures. Remember that we will be emphasizing maintaining moment-to-moment awareness during this sequence, and that we're working in a non-judgmental mode, exploring our boundaries and our limits in a gentle but determined way, not trying to force or strain the body, but simply nourishing it with this special kind of attention and on a regular basis as we have been doing. For some of these standing postures, at some time you might want to do them in front of a full-length mirror to give you an external view of what is involved. Remember throughout to be aware of your breathing as you move through the yoga sequences. Begin by standing with the feet directly under your hips, very connected with the earth, so that you're aware of the toes, the balls of the feet, the heels, connecting with the floor, and even having a sense of that connection moving down into the earth below. And then move your attention up through the body, the ankles, the legs, the trunk, up through the neck, through the back of the head, to the very top of the head. And with the top of the head, be aware of reaching for the sky, not straining, but just aware of the top of the head joining with the sky, so that you're standing here all at once, firmly rooted, erect, reaching upward, just as a mountain is firmly grounded and at the same time reaching for the sky. And as you stand here in the mountain pose, be aware of the sense of presence, a sense of alertness. And becoming aware of the breath as it flows into and out of the body. And now begin by stretching your arms out to the sides, being aware of the sensation of actually stretching and moving the arms to the sides and then up through space so that the arms are reaching above the head. And be aware of reaching with the fingertips way up, stretching and reaching. You may want to move slightly from side to side, letting yourself feel the stretch along the sides of the body. Reaching and stretching, exploring the sensation as you do this. And then slowly lowering the arms, experiencing the sensation of the arms floating down through the air as they come to the sides. And then closing your eyes and becoming aware of the sensations in the body, sensations in the arms, noticing the effects of having done this simple stretch. And once again, inhaling as you stretch up, reaching up, and this time grasp the right wrist with the left hand and pulling up on the right wrist so that the right arm really stretches and reaches, allowing yourself to feel the stretch all along the right side of the body. And then stretching up with the left hand, clasping the left wrist, reaching, stretching, feeling the stretch all along the left side of the body. And exhaling as you let the arms float down to the sides, being sure that the breathing is flowing freely. Standing once again in the mountain, the body alert and at the same time soft and open. Feeling the sensations, the effects of having done this simple stretch. And now as you reach up with the right arm. Reaching up towards the ceiling, towards the sky with the right arm. Reaching, stretching, and wiggling the fingers, moving the fingers as if you were trying to reach a branch just out of your reach. And as you stretch to reach for it, notice that the left heel wants to come off the floor, and let that happen if it feels right to you. Be sure you're breathing. Stretching just a little bit more, and then exhaling as you let the right arm float down through space to the side. Closing the eyes, notice how the right arm and right side of the body feels. And notice how the left side feels. Not judging, not evaluating, just noticing how each side of the body feels right now. And now inhaling and stretching up with the left arm. Reaching way up, reaching up for that branch that's just barely out of your reach. And notice the right heel coming off the floor, reaching, stretching, stretching. Let yourself feel, let yourself experience that stretch along the left side of the body. And exhaling as you let the arm float down to the side. Closing the eyes, standing fully present, experiencing whatever sensations are coming into your awareness from the body. Being aware of the breath flowing into and out of the body. And now inhaling, bringing both arms up over the head, clasping the hands together, and begin by extending the left hip out towards the left as you let the upper body move to the right. So the upper body is bent towards the right, the left hip is extended out to the left. Experiencing whatever sensations are occurring, the stretch along the left side of the body, the breath flowing freely, perhaps some trembling, and remembering always to work at your limit. If your body is telling you, I've held this long enough, come out. Or you may want to extend your limits a little bit further, bending to the right a little bit more. And then inhaling and coming up to center. And as you exhale, extending the right hip out towards the right and letting the upper body bend towards the left. And you may want to unclasp your hands so that the arms are parallel. Letting yourself experience the stretch along the right side of the body. Letting yourself settle into the stretch, not resisting, but softening and opening, letting it happen. Breath flowing freely. And inhaling as you come up, reaching and stretching up with the arms. And exhaling as you let the arms float down to the sides. And when the arms have reached the sides, taking a deep breath. Letting yourself release with the out breath. Standing once again in the mountain pose. Fully present, alert, and at the same time, soft and open. And now let's do some shoulder rolls. Bring the shoulders up to the ears, scrunch them way up, and then roll them back and down and forward and up. And as you move them back, be aware of the shoulder blades squeezing together, moving them down, forward. Be aware of the shoulder blades opening, moving the shoulders up, back, down, forward, up, back. Be sure you're breathing down, forward, up, and then reversing direction and moving them forward, down, back, up, forward, down, back. Up, forward, down, back, up, and then letting the shoulders drop, experiencing the sensation of letting go. Closing the eyes and bringing your attention to whatever sensations are presenting themselves, whatever you notice to be the effects of having done the shoulder rolls. And also aware of the breath as it moves into and out of the body. And now working with the neck, drop the chin to the chest or as close as it comes, wherever your chin comes to. Being aware of whatever sensations you experience in the back of the neck as you do this. And then drop the head, lifting it first, and then dropping it all the way back so that it comes close to or rests on the top of the shoulders. And at the same time, open the eyes and look back as if you were trying to look at the wall behind you. And you may want to move the mouth around, just experiencing what that feels like to have the jaw and the mouth move. And then bringing the head up. And on an exhale, dropping the chin forward to the chest once more. And when the chin is as close to the chest as it comes, just be aware of the breath flowing freely, letting yourself settle a little bit more with each exhale. And then bringing the head up, dropping it back towards or to the shoulders, breath flowing freely, eyes open, looking back. And bringing the head up to center. Being aware of the breath flowing. And now dropping the right ear towards the right shoulder. Be sure that the right arm is loose and the left arm is loose, even as you experience the stretch along the left side of the neck. Allowing yourself to settle further, to open even more to the stretch as each out-breath leaves the body. Softening. Bringing the head up to center. And then dropping the left ear towards the left shoulder. Left shoulder relaxed. Right shoulder as relaxed as possible. The arm loose. Experiencing the stretch along the right side of the neck. Opening to it. Opening to the sensation. Breath flowing freely. And then bringing the head up to the center. Closing the eyes. And inviting yourself to experience fully the sensations of just having moved the neck in this way. We'll now do a balancing pose. Begin by centering yourself in the mountain pose, just as you're standing right now, but being very aware of the feet connected with the floor, the top of the head reaching towards the sky without straining, just allowing the sky and the top of the head to meet one another. And then focusing the eyes on a point on the floor, 3 to 4 feet in front of you. And shift the weight onto the right foot. And take a moment to become aware of what that feels like. What happened in the body as you shifted the weight onto the right foot? And then extending the arms out to the sides so that the arms are parallel to the floor. And lifting the left leg towards the side. And balancing on the right foot, focusing on the point on the floor, and noticing how the right leg and the foot keep adjusting to help you hold the balance. Be sure you're breathing, breath flowing freely. Allow the breath to be felt deeply in the belly, very centered. And lowering the left leg, lowering the arms, and bringing the body back to center so that the weight is once again evenly distributed on both feet and you're standing in the mountain pose. And now shifting the weight onto the left foot, being very aware of all the sensations in the body, all the muscles moving, to enable you to shift the weight onto the left foot. Extend the arms out to the side so that they're parallel to the floor. Focusing on a point on the floor 3 to 4 feet in front of you, and lifting the right leg. breath flowing freely as you balance here on the left leg. And lowering the right leg, lowering the arms, being aware of the sensation of lowering, and standing once again in the mountain pose, fully present. And now placing the hands on the hips. Turn gently from the waist to the right. The hips are still facing forward, but you're twisting from the waist to the right. You're looking over the right shoulder, and the eyes are as far to the right as possible. Become aware of the twist in the muscles of the back. Aware of keeping the hips forward as you twist from the waist. Breath flowing freely. Be aware of breathing into the twist, letting the muscles of the back release and twist even a little bit more. And then aware of the muscles moving out of the twist as you bring the torso to the front. Aware of the muscles of the back as you now twist from the waist towards the left. Hips facing forward, twisting towards the left. Chin is over the left shoulder, eyes to the left. Be sure you're breathing. And aware of the sensations in the muscles as they straighten out, as you bring the torso, the head, to the front, to center. And now, twisting to the right from the ankles, so the feet are the only things of the body still pointing straight ahead, and the entire body is twisted to the right from the ankles. Once again, the chin is even with the right shoulder, and the eyes are to the right. Be sure the breath is flowing freely, softening, opening into the twist. And then bringing the body to the front, centering. And now from the ankles, twisting to the left. Chin even with the left shoulder, eyes to the left. Do you notice any sensations in the muscles, in the thighs, aware of whatever sensations are occurring in your body right now. And bringing the body to the front, bringing the arms to the sides, once again, standing in the mountain pose. Closing the eyes and becoming aware of sensations in the body, of the effects of having done these postures, the twists, the stretches, neck rolls, shoulder rolls. What sensations are occurring in the body right now? And at this point, you may want to pick up one foot and shake it or move it around gently, circling the foot on the ankle, and then picking up the other foot and shaking it out and circling the foot around the ankle. And then replacing the feet on the floor so that you're once again in the mountain pose. Feet under the hips, firmly planted. Now bend the knees slightly. Stretch the arms over the head, being aware of this wonderful sensation of stretching as the arms move through the air. And then pulling in on the abdominal muscles, let the entire body drop forward so that you're hanging. Arms loose, shoulders loose, just hanging. It doesn't matter how close to the floor the hands are. Be aware of hanging here and what that feels like. Arms loose, shoulders loose. Move the body slightly from side to side, having the sensation of the arms swinging gently in this hanging position. Being aware of the breath moving slowly and deeply into the belly and out. And then letting the body be still in this hanging position. And stretch the right arm out until it's parallel to the floor. Holding the right arm there, breathing. Be sure the left arm and the left shoulder are relaxed. Aware of the muscles holding the right arm up. What sensations do you feel in the shoulder, the right shoulder? And then lowering the right arm and raising the left arm until it's parallel to the floor. The right arm and right shoulder completely relaxed. What do you notice happening in the left shoulder, in the left arm? Breath flowing freely. And lowering the left arm. The knees are slightly bent. Being aware of pulling in on the abdominal muscles. As you slowly roll the back up, being aware as much as possible of each vertebrae as the back unfolds. bringing you up to a standing position. Centering, standing in the mountain pose, closing the eyes. Noticing the effects of having done this forward bend. How is the breath breathing right now? Perhaps noticing the heartbeat, or whatever sensations present themselves. Not reacting to them, not judging them, just being aware. And now we'll move into a pose called the chair. Standing here as you are in the mountain pose, stretch both arms out in front of you. And now sitting down as if there were a chair right behind you, keeping the head and back erect as much as possible. You will find that you have to come forward some as you sit down on your imaginary chair. Notice where you're feeling the sitting down. What's happening in the thighs, the back, the arms? And always remembering to work to your limit, but not to push past it to a place where you feel pain. Working at the edge of your limits, but not going beyond them. Holding each pose as long as is comfortable for you. Not necessarily following my instructions as to how long to hold a pose. Be sure the breath is moving freely throughout the body as you sit here in your imaginary chair. Staying at your limit to just the right point for you. And whenever you know that this is the correct time for you, coming up so the body is once more standing erect. And if you haven't already done so, coming up into a full standing position. And now shaking out the arms and taking a few deep breaths, really letting the tension out with the exhale. Once again, centering yourself in the standing position, the mountain pose. Now doing another balancing pose, the tree, pick a spot on the floor in front of you, 3 to 4 feet in front of you, and begin by shifting your weight onto the right foot. And then bring the left foot up along the inside of the right leg, up against the right thigh, if that's possible. Wherever your left foot comes to is fine. Then bring the palms together in front of your chest in a clapping position. And be aware of feeling yourself settling into balancing, noticing how the body moves and perhaps quivers to maintain the balance. And if you find the point of balance, then bringing the arms up over the head, the hands still in a clapping position. And then lowering the arms, and as you do so, holding on to the left lower leg or foot, and lowering the left foot as well. Recentering yourself, standing. And now shifting the weight onto the left foot, being sure you have your focal point, and bringing the right foot up alongside the left calf, or moving it up higher to the inside of the left thigh, perhaps holding onto the ankle to help you do this. And then bringing the hands together in front of the chest, letting the breath be deep and slow in the belly, aware of the connection of the foot with the floor, and bringing the arms up over the head, the palms together. Breath flowing freely. And lowering the arms. And as you do, as the arm comes down, holding onto the right ankle and lowering the foot. Recentering yourself. Closing the eyes and experiencing the sensations from having done the tree pose. And now moving yourself from a standing position to a seated position, doing so mindfully, very aware of the intention that's formed in your mind to move from standing to sitting, aware of the muscles, aware of the movement in the body that carries you from a standing to a seated position. And now sitting, being aware of being fully present, just as centered as you were standing in the mountain pose. The spine straight, top of the head, very crown of the head, reaching for the sky. Bring the soles of the feet together and interlace the fingers around the toes. And closing the eyes for a moment, be aware of letting the muscles of the upper thighs, the groin, be aware of letting that area soften, of breathing into it with the natural flow of the in-breath, and letting that area release as the breath moves out of the body. And then gently placing the hands on the knees, and very gently, not forcing at all, pushing the knees towards the floor, being aware of moving the breath into the area of the groin and the upper thighs as you push the knees towards the floor. And then releasing the knees. And now extending the right leg out in front of you. Bring the left foot to the inside of the right thigh. And check to be sure that you're sitting centered, firmly, evenly on the floor. And now inhaling, stretch the arms up over the head and lock the thumbs, meaning to just cross one thumb over the other. And as you exhale, bring the torso forward out over the leg. You're actually stretching out from the lower back and moving as far down over the right leg as your lower back and as your back muscles will allow you. And placing the hands on the leg wherever they reach, whether that's the knee or the calf or the toes. And as you settle into this position, being aware of the breath as it moves into the body, out through the leg, and then as it moves out of the body, moving from the leg up through the body and out. And with each out-breath, letting yourself release and settle a little bit more. And now with the thumbs locked, reaching forward towards to or beyond the foot, and inhaling, stretching up. Exhaling as you bring the arms down to the sides. And now extending the left foot out in front of you, and bringing the right foot to the inside of the left thigh. And inhaling as you stretch up towards the ceiling, and exhaling as you bring the torso down over the left leg. The hands coming to rest wherever they reach on the leg, knee, calf, toes. Being aware of the body settling with each out-breath as the breath flows in and out of the body. Letting yourself soften into any sensation of stretching or tension. And then once more, locking the thumbs, stretching forward towards to or beyond the foot. Locking the thumbs and inhaling as you stretch up towards the ceiling. And exhaling as you lower the arms. And now shaking the legs out. Just shake them out on the floor. Let the feet flop. And letting them come to rest. And now in whatever way works for you, mindfully moving into a lying position, so that the body is stretched out on the floor in the corpse pose, completely relaxed. And as you move into the corpse pose, the feet apart, the arms at the sides with the palms turned up, aware of the body lying here, aware of the breath moving into and out of the body. And now reversing the forward bend by bending the back in the other direction. Bring the feet to rest flat on the floor with the knees pointing up towards the ceiling. The feet are about hip width apart. And begin raising the abdomen towards the ceiling. And as the abdomen moves up towards the ceiling, the weight of the body will come to rest on the back of the shoulders and the back of the head. Being aware of the breath flowing freely as you rest in this position. Letting yourself be present with sensations of stretching, perhaps trembling of muscles. And you may want to reach the arms up over the head, extending the stretch. And with whatever sensations of stretching or exertion that you may be experiencing, just be present with them, allowing yourself to rest here, even as you may experience trembling or stretching, always remembering to honor your own limits, working right at their edge, but not extending beyond them. And now if the arms are over the head, bringing them alongside the body, and lowering the back, rolling it down, trying to feel each vertebrae as you roll the back down. And when the back has reached the floor, at your own pace, extending the legs so that you're once again resting in the corpse pose. Everything completely let go. And bringing the knees to the chest, wrapping the arms around the knees, and rolling gently side to side, moving in any way that your back would like you to move. Moving, rolling, knees to the chest. And then again, extending the legs so that you're resting in the corpse position. Becoming aware of the breath as it moves into and out of the body. Breath, breathing. And as the tape ends, remembering what it means for you to engage yourself in this kind of work, in this way of giving yourself some time and some energy, giving yourself some nourishment that helps you to maintain and improve your health.